Turn to Proverbs 8:11. Proverbs 8:11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. So let's look at that first part. For wisdom is better than rubies. In Job 28:18, tells us that the price of wisdom is above rubies. I'll get into how pricey rubies are here in a second. Wish I could show you one, but I don't have one because they're too darn expensive. But, Job 28 and verse 18. This is right after that in that same passage that we looked at in the last verse, where he said in verse 15 that it cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. And then down in verse 18, still talking about wisdom, it says, no mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. So wisdom is exceeding valuable because, if you know anything about rubies, which I wasn't real familiar with them, but I looked it up on the interwebs, and I found out that rubies are among the most rare and expensive gemstones on earth. They cost between $1,000 to $3,000 per carat for one of high quality, and in some cases they cost tens of thousands of dollars per carat for a high quality ruby. And I just found some of those online. A carat's like, you know, this big, so like maybe a quarter inch wide or so. Yeah, that might, maybe a little bit bigger than that, maybe. But anyway, probably maybe 3/8 of an inch wide or something, but you know, fairly small. And you could pay up to tens of thousands of dollars for a ruby of that size that's high quality.
Does it lose its value over time, or does it retain its value?
Well, it doesn't lose it over time, but I'm sure it would lose it the moment you bought it. It'd be worth about half or less than what you paid for it.
Just
yeah,
like
well, jewelry, that's the thing with jewelry. Any
so
jewelry.
Even
you,
if it's a ruby, it's still the same.
I think so. Pretty much any jewelry you buy, you lose big time. If you want to buy jewelry, go to Monet. I think it's called Monet.com. I can't remember how to spell Monet. It's like French or something. But they sell pure gold jewelry, 24 karat. And they sell it for maybe like 30% above the price of the actual melt weight of the gold. So you can get a big old thick gold ring, real solid gold, and you'd pay maybe 30% over spot price for it. And if the gold price goes up by 30% in the next few years, which is highly likely, then you could turn around and sell that ring for exactly what you paid for it. And even if it doesn't go, you know, if you say you pay $1,000 for the ring, you could something happen, you could sell it for $700 probably the next day. Whereas if you buy like one of these things here, you know, and you paid $1,000 for it, you could probably sell it for $200 if you're lucky or something, because they don't retain their value at all. But anyway, I don't know if you're into jewelry or not, but if you are, check out Monet.
I have checked their website, and yes, it's real gold. I've checked the website, but they don't have many designs.
No, and they're not all flashy and with diamonds in them and everything. It's just pure gold. And they do have some nice designs, but anyway. don't give her any ideas, huh?
There aren't.
But it is kind of cool because you can literally wear and use your investment. Like you can enjoy it. You can look at it every day and say, wow, that's beautiful. And then someday if you need to sell it, you can get, you know, almost what you paid for out of it. So it is a pretty good deal.
A little leery to wear something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, to the commoner, it wouldn't be...
They wouldn't know any difference. Yeah.
I'd be afraid I'd lose it.
Yeah, well, that's always a possibility. Okay, so wisdom's more precious than rubies. Proverbs 3:15. Wisdom is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Which is very close to what is said here in Proverbs 8:11. Very similar wording there. So to this day, rubies are referred to as precious stones. Precious meaning of great price, having a high value, or costly. So he says there that wisdom is more precious than rubies, or wisdom is better than rubies. What did it say? It said precious in 3, right? Yeah, in 3:15, precious, yeah. So rubies are precious by their definition, and the Word of God thinks so too. So as wisdom describes the exceeding value of instruction and understanding, she compares it to increasingly more valuable commodities. So first she started off with silver and then went to gold, and now she goes to rubies. And historically, gold was worth about 16 times as much as silver. Today, it's worth about 68 times as much as silver. That's in July 2021, anyway. So it's silver's still a pretty good buy as in relative terms to gold. It's if you're going to buy one of the two, it probably makes sense to buy silver at this point because they're probably going to come closer to that 16 to 1 someday, maybe. But anyway, but right now, anyway, gold's worth a lot more than silver is. By weight, rubies, depending on their quality, are worth hundreds to thousands of times as much as gold. So you got silver that's right now worth 1/68 of gold. Gold's worth 68 times what silver is, but rubies are worth hundreds and thousands of times what gold is. So wisdom is just kind of continuing to up the ante of how valuable she is. She just keeps coming up with more and more valuable things to compare herself to. Now, the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel which exceed the value of gold and a multitude of rubies. So she's not just more valuable than a ruby, she's more valuable than a multitude of rubies. Proverbs 20 and verse 15. It says, there is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Once again, this is implying that the lips of knowledge are more valuable than a multitude of rubies. Now, let's just take, she's talking about precious rubies here, really good ones. So let's just say you have a ruby that's worth $10,000, right? That's not out of the ballpark or anything. And how many is a multitude? I don't know. I mean, a lot. Yeah, maybe thousands, hundreds or something. So you start to just take 1,000 and then you multiply that by 10,000. 1,000 times 1,000 is maybe $10 million. $10 million, right, if you had 1,000 rubies worth $10,000 apiece. It was $10 million. Would you rather have wisdom from the Word of God and be like the wisest person out there, right? Everybody's coming to you. Anytime somebody's got a hard question, they have a decision, they need some counsel, they need something, they're going to say, you know what, I want to go to that guy because he's wise. He's like the most brilliant, prudent man I've ever met. Would you rather have that or $10 million?
First.
I would, certainly. Any day.
Then you'd probably have $10 million.
Right, yeah.
I was going to say, then you'd have $10 million.
You could just start charging $1,000 an hour for your wisdom, and then you could make the money back pretty quickly.
If you have the knowledge, so, the money will come.
That's right. Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Jesus had a lot of knowledge and he was poor, so there's no guarantees, that's for sure.
But he didn't seek to get any money.
No, he didn't.
He was too busy with something else. Right. Because as a human being, he was limited in his time the same way we are.
Yep.
And he had a specific job to do.
He was about his Father's business.
And he did that rather than a multitude of things he could have done.
Yep, that's right. Yep, he recognized that it's far more important than money.
And of course, the result of him doing his job is he's now the ruler of everything.
Right.
Is that riches or is that riches?
Exactly. When you've got the ivory palaces of heaven waiting for you as soon as you accomplish your work, are you really going to goof around with a bunch of other stuff trying to make a couple of bucks, making some extra chairs or whatever you could do as a carpenter? No, of course not.
Oh, Pastor Wagner, isn't it written as well that the children of this world are wise?
Mm-hmm. They're wiser in their generation than the children of light.
Also, they are rich.
Some of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they do have the worldly wisdom mm-hmm. and the riches, but mm-hmm. they don't have
right.
the godly wisdom.
Right. Yep.
And the you know, store up for yourself.
Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and thieves do not break through and steal.
Because yep. Bill Gates isn't taking a penny with him.
Nope. No, he's not. Naked or, came we into this world, naked shall we return thither. Nope. And none of them by any means can redeem his brother or give a ransom to God for his soul. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's not going to help you in the day of wrath. The day of wrath. That's right. But righteousness delivereth from death. Mm-hmm. Yep, the most important things in life are not things. So we should now begin to understand the immense value that God places on wisdom. And since wisdom is found in the Word of God, like we've seen in Proverbs 2:6, how valuable must reading, searching, and meditating in the Scriptures be in the eyes of God? Because right here is the suppository where you can get all the wisdom that you could possibly stuff in your head. How valuable must this book be, and how valuable must it be in the eyes of God to read it, search it, study it, memorize it? How valuable is that? If the contents therein are more valuable than the most expensive things that this world has to offer. And then wisdom goes on to say, all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. So she keeps increasing the ante. She's gone from silver to gold to rubies, and now she says all the things, no matter what. So in the unlikely case that a man has no interest in silver, gold, or rubies, which is unlikely, I don't really have any interest in rubies. I don't even think they're that pretty, to be honest with you. They're the red ones. I don't. I don't know. I just don't. If somebody gave me one, I'd keep it, and then I'd sell it to buy something that I wanted later or something, but I don't. I wouldn't even want to wear it, honestly. I just don't like them. I don't think they don't do anything for me.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
It is, right. I mean, beauty and value is subjective. It certainly is. But in the case that somebody didn't like any of those things, you know, which is rare, I think you'd like one of the three anyway, God gives one final comparison that proves the unparalleled value of wisdom. He says that all of the things that a man desires cannot equal wisdom. So whatever it is that you desire, it can't touch wisdom. And not only is it all the things that you do desire, but all the things that may be desired. So there may be things out there that if you knew about them, you would desire them. I mean, the eyes of man are never satisfied, right? So, I mean, our wants are limitless, and we don't even know what we want half the time until we see an advertisement say, oh, I want that, you know. Well, anything that you could want, that's even possible to want or desire, even all that stuff put together still doesn't compare to wisdom. So wisdom doesn't merely surpass the value of a man's most prized possessions, or even all the things that he owns, or greater yet, all the things that he desires, but all the things that he may desire. So you take all the endless things that a man could think of and wish for, and add them all together, and they are still not equal to wisdom. They can't be compared to her. It's like comparing a drop with the ocean, right? Can't be compared, right? It's like comparing a candle to a forest fire. There's just no comparison. Yeah, they're both fire, they're both water, but there's just, they're not in the same ballpark.
There are people who desire everything. You know, as soon as they have this,
mm-hmm.
they toss it aside.
Oh, yeah.
And they, so.
The shiny object syndrome.
Could they own the world? It wouldn't. And
they wouldn't be.
Right.
It wouldn't be worth the wisdom of God.
Right.
And it's pretty sure that they wouldn't have the wisdom of God if they were that.
Right.
Greedy,
covetous. Yeah. Yep. Yep. And there are people like that out there. That it's never enough. I know a person that pretty much everything that you could ever see in a magazine or something or possible, it's like, oh, I've always wanted one of those things. And it's funny. I mean, I didn't even know half these things existed, but yeah, so anyway. So just like the drop can't be compared to the ocean or the candle to the forest fire, so cannot wisdom be compared to anything that you could desire. So is it any wonder that God said that, quote, wisdom is the principal, the first or highest in rank or important thing? Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That's why wisdom is the principal thing, the most important thing, the first and highest ranking thing, because it's more valuable than anything you have, anything that you could have, anything that you could think of, or anything that you even couldn't think of that could be out there that you could want. It's more valuable than everything all put together. And that's why God puts such a high premium on it and tells us to get it. Just a quick note at the end of the sermon. The most important thing a believer in Jesus Christ can do is to be a member of one of God's true churches. If you're not already a member of one, go to pastorwagner.com/churches to see if there is a true church or other believers of like faith near you. That's pastorwagner.com/churches.